Good afternoon. Today's date is April 24, 2009, and this is the Fifth Oral History Project of 2008-2009. We are in New Orleans, Louisiana, at Dillard University, and my name is Janicia King.
My name is Shannon Collins.
Alicia Bello.
Elizabeth Alexander.
Chanel Caldwell.
Christine Redwood.
And we are sitting here with Ms.
Sykes.
Doris Sykes.
Ms. Doris Sykes. Mm-hmm.
Ms. Doris Sykes, where were you born?
Ninth. The Ninth Ward is what it's called. At Charity Hospital.
So what was it like growing up in New Orleans?
Well, basically, I mean, when I was coming up, it was an all-black school. The community was all black. And I remember the Panthers. Really, we had a normal childhood, I mean, because basically I was around my aunts and uncles, and so I mean, it was like, you know, you didn't go to certain areas living here. And just till after Katrina, it was like I saw certain neighborhoods that I didn't even know that they existed the way that they were built. So basically, we stayed where we were raised at.
So, what influences did the New Orleans culture have on your upbringing?
Family, a lot of family ties, supporting one another. Mostly family ties, you know. I was raised by both of my parents. My dad was a painter. He did that during the daytime, and he did catering service at night. And my mom was a stay-at-home mom. What's the influence? Like I said, where I lived at, was in the Night Ward. And a lot of times, that's where we stayed at and didn't venture out into a lot of other places.
Has New Orleans changed for you since Hurricane Katrina?
Oh, tremendously, yes. Yeah.
How has it changed?
Economics, the way it has changed. A lot of things have gone up. Property value have skyrocketed. Rent has went up considerably. When I left from here, I was paying something like $300. Sorry, y'all, it's like, come back. I mean, rent is like $900, $1,200, $1,500 a month. So, a lot of the communities haven't come back yet. My mom is in a neighborhood where, I mean, that's where I was raised at. And it's about, maybe about four households that have came back in that area, so it's still a lot of property that hasn't come back. So.
And you're a resident in which ward now?
I live here in Gentilly now. Yeah, I spent 2.5 years in Alabama.
After Katrina?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell us how Hurricane Katrina affected you? Like, where were you the day the storm happened?
Well, we went through Betsy, so our family has always prepared for storms, so we don't really stay. I mean, I can't swim, so, I mean, we have heard stories like sometimes as high as 30 feet of water can come into our area. So that, my family left that Saturday. All of us left Saturday, some left Sunday, so we prepared to leave before, I mean, even if they say evacuate, we have to leave. So. But it has changed. I mean, we still have family that's haven't come back. I mean, all of my siblings were raised here, And I have some that's still away, some that has decided to stay in other places. So.
Did the storm hit your house hard? Is it totally?
Well, it was a lot of water that really damaged a lot of people's property. So by the water rising so high that, I mean, where I lived, that I probably had maybe waist deep water in my house. My mom's was like 9 to 10 feet. Sisters, her house was covered. So I mean, this is where I was born and raised at, so all of my family is here, so everybody had lost everything here.
So what made you come back?
My kids. They wanted to come back to New Orleans. It was hard for them to, I guess, adjust to the area that I was living in. They missed home. They wanted to come back and see their friends.
And how old are your children?
My kids. Well, my son wasn't here at the time. He's 28. He's been living in Holland for the last year and something. One is 30, and one is 16 now, and one is 21. So it was two of them that were with me at the time. But my oldest daughter went to Atlanta. That's where she had went. And my other two, the two youngest, they just couldn't adjust to living in Dothan, Alabama. That's where I was at.
I have a question for you. How did you feel coming back to New Orleans and seeing your home, after the storm, seeing the damage done to your home and your community? How did that make you feel?
Well, I saw it on the news before that, so, I mean, for living here, I know it's a possibility that we can come back to nothing. So, I mean, it wasn't surprising that what had happened, but what they showed on TV a lot of times wasn't accurate, because I was told that the water didn't rise the day, when the water started rising here, it was just like today, a beautiful day. So when the storm passed, it wasn't a lot of damage, it was a lot of the water that really damaged a lot of the city, the rising water. And I know y'all heard it over the news, a lot of people did die because they didn't think that the water would rise as high as that. So, I mean, and the water stood here for probably a week or two. So. And it was like 30 days before people could really come back to their homes and check up on everything. And then you had mold going from the ceiling to the floor. So. But I came back because of my kids, and I'm kind of glad that I am, because, you know, when you're living in a small town, you kind of miss the gatherings and stuff with the people, and it's like you kind of like, I don't know, you kind of feel like you're just there by yourself and alone. But since I've been home, I've been to weddings, I've been to cookouts. I mean, so, you know, this is home for right now, I mean, for now, so. I have asked my kids and my family if something ever happened again, where would they want to go and live at? You know? After a time, you do get tired of running. So, that's like now, I'm preparing myself right now, just in case, let's say there's a storm coming, that we know that we're going to have to leave. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. You got to go. So.
Do you think the Orleans will ever get back to the way it was before Hurricane Katrina?
I'm hoping that it would be better than what it was. I mean, being here and then, you know, I'm hoping that it'll get better. So.
How was it before?
The job market, that's why a lot of kids left from here. A lot of people did leave from here. The job market wasn't good. And then when you're black and you're poor, so I mean, you know, economics and wise, so, but hopefully it'll get better. Hopefully everywhere it'll get better.
Hopefully.
Yes. Hopefully. Yes.
So just with
all of your experiences, what is the greatest lesson you've learned since Hurricane Katrina and coming back? And
One thing I have learned, that people do have a heart. I mean, seriously, people do open up their doors. People, when disasters do come, people do take care of one another. So, that was a lesson to see, when people really open up their doors and they finance to help us. So, sorry, my daughter, I'll call her that. That's a 15-year-old, 16. Pulling together, helping people. Hello? Yes? Okay. I'll call you back. Sitting in the elevator right now.
What do you think makes New Orleans and its cultures different or distinct?
The people, hospitality. I used to work at a hotel. And a lot of people used to tell me how they would feel so welcome here, that, you meet a stranger and you invite them to your house to eat. Somebody that you didn't know, gumbo or something like that. So, that.
Well, we thank you, Ms. Doris, for taking the time out of your day to share your story with us, and just to share the New Orleans culture and your experiences.
You're welcome, ladies.